Hello, my name is Charlie Moores from Off The Leash Podcasts, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with podcaster and campaigner Lisa Marley, talking about the latest episode of her wonderful podcast series, Crimes Against Nature, which features an interview with inspirational farmer, conservationist and reintroduction specialist Derek Gow. It includes a segment from Lisa's interview in which Derek compares doing nothing to tackle the biodiversity crisis with being on a runaway train speeding towards a ruinous end.
Hi, I'm Lisa Marley, the creator of Crimes Against Nature, a true crime nature podcast that aims to shed light on wildlife crime, with the first season focusing entirely on stories from the UK. In the newest episode of Crimes Against Nature, I look at the journey of the beaver's return to the UK, which initially happened under somewhat murky circumstances, and how it's created an ongoing and divisive debate. While most episodes of the podcast will entirely cover illegal activity, the story of the beaver's reintroduction is complicated, and it's not an open and shut case. Despite the fact the beaver has already returned to the UK through various different circumstances, the controversy over its presence has undoubtedly put a target on its back. For me, this story has a lot of lessons to be learned from it, particularly when thinking about other possible reintroductions in the future with even more divisive species such as the lynx. If other species are likely to be probably more conscientiously reintroduced in the UK, we need to apply what we've learned from the beaver's return and make sure, where possible, the same concerns, delays, mistakes, and conflicts that we've seen in the past are avoided. To discuss this, I'm joined by farmer, nature conservationist, and author of Bringing Back the Beaver, Derek Gow, who's not exactly known for holding back. Here's a little preview of the episode.
If we can't live with beavers, which are an animal that's largely benevolent, which, as I said earlier on, heals nature and restores the damage we've done, how are we ever, as a species, going to move towards a better future? I mean, we live at a time of environmental crisis. And I was talking to a chum the other day who said it's, you know, the world over, it's not a case of we don't know what we need to do. And it's not a case of we can't make it happen. Mm-hmm. But he said it's like being on a runaway juggernaut hurtling through the night. And he said, you know, you can lean out the windows of the carriages and just about touch the brake levers at the sides of the track, but it's going so fast. And there are so many people who don't want you to reach those levers that they're wrenched out of your hands before you actually achieve it. And that kind of thinking is going to take all of us right over the edge of a cliff. You know, when you look at our history of interaction, I'm finishing a book on the history of our involvement with the wolf in the British Isles. And when you look at our history of interaction with regard to wild animal species worldwide, but certainly acutely in Britain, what you find quite clearly is if it has no value to us, we kill it to get it out of the way because it's just an irrelevance. It's a nothing. Just get them gone. If it has a value, then we kill them until there aren't enough left to kill. And then if we want them for some other reason, like to kill quite commonly, then we keep them. And sooner or later, that has to stop. We have to get to a point in life where we become mature as a society to the extent that when something conflicts with our interests, our initial reaction is not always to reach for a gun or a bottle of poison or a trap. Because at the end of the day, if we can't get to that point in time, then we as a species are truly doomed on this planet. And as we speed our way towards whatever ruinous end is coming, everything else that's wondrous, we will take with us. And it's just so sad and so unnecessary. So coming to terms with beavers is something we really deeply need to do, not only for the sake of the beaver and for the natural world, but for our own selfish ends as well.
You can find the full episode on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and the website at crimesagainstnaturepod.com. Thanks for listening.
For more great audio from campaigners, researchers, activists, and authors, please subscribe to Off The Leash Podcasts by your favourite streaming platform.